The river Mēmele marks the border between Latvia and Lithuania. It runs by the village of Kurmene. There's hardly any traffic in Kurmene, just a handful of buildings and a shop for some 500 residents.
Many people have left our village. They don't even consider coming back because there's nothing for them to do here.
That's 31-year-old Dina Matusevica. She's taking a walk with a friend.
It's difficult to travel to nearby places for work because buses don't really stop here. And if you don't have a car, well, then it's really hard. That's why people usually move to the cities. It's easier for them.
Over the past 18 years, more than 200 people have left Kurmene. But it's not just Latvia's rural areas that have seen a decline in population. The country experienced a massive exodus after the global financial crisis in 2008. According to some estimates, more than 200,000 people left the country in the wake of tough austerity measures and job losses. Many went to the United Kingdom and Ireland. That trend has eased. But even so, the population shrank by around 14,000 people last year, partly because of emigration. That's a significant number, given that Latvia now has just under 2 million people. At a recruitment agency in Riga, 32-year-old Reinis Klajums is looking for a job abroad.
Why do I want to move abroad? Because I don't see any opportunity to make money here.
That's the usual reason why Latvians leave home. But while some are seeking a better life abroad, others are returning to Latvia. Nauris Veits is a 38-year-old family man and a trained audiologist, a specialist treating hearing disorders. After spending the last 13 years in England, Veits decided to come back.
I realized that if we bought a house in England, I'd have to work all my life to pay off the bank loan there. And then it struck us that we already had a house and land here. So I thought, why go through this struggle in England? I knew it would be a big change for us. But then we decided, let's move back to Latvia.
It's a daunting task to even relocate back to Latvia. So Veits is relieved they are so-called regional coordinators here. They are government-funded specialists who offer free, hands-on help to Latvians wanting to come home. There are 5 regional coordinators responsible for different parts of the country, and they meet up regularly. Ramon Liepiņa Krauja is one of them.
People have to arrange all sorts of things before they come back to Latvia, and we help prepare a homecoming plan for them. They have to figure out where they'll live when they return. They have to find a job and decide whether it suits them. And it's the same with schools and kindergartens. So I'm in contact with them over a long period of time.
Liepiņa Krauja and her co-workers are involved with the practical side of bringing Latvians home. But if the authorities fail to tackle pressing problems like job creation and the ailing healthcare system, then immigration will continue. Inta Mieriņa is the director of the Center for Diaspora and Migration Research at the University of Latvia.
The situation is really worrying. If things remain as they are, then according to EU statistics, there'll only be 1.5 million people left in Latvia by 2050. That will not only affect the sustainability of the social welfare system, but the overall economic situation and how competitive we are.
Mieriņa says Latvians living abroad are very critical of the government here and don't trust it. She says it's important for the authorities to regularly update the diaspora about developments in Latvia to dispel old preconceptions.
Oh, Dios.
Meanwhile, back in the village of Kurmene, Dina Matusevica would like to buck the trend. She wants to stay here even if so many others have left. After all, she points out, home is where the heart is. Jadars Jēlzis, DW, Riga.